November, All Saints Day, opening day, season ticket sales. Our father, Alfred Abood, worked for a company called the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. And he told Elsie that he was going to go down and buy a couple of tickets. Elsie, our mother. And Mama said, what?
If you go down and buy tickets, you're wasting your money. It's a waste of money. Do not go do that.
So Alfred went down, and he went down to the opening day, as you saw in Dad's picture, which has been posted often. And he goes into the office, and he says, I'm here to see Mr. Meekum. And lady said, well, who are you? And he said, I'm Alfred Abood, Metropolitan Life Insurance, and I'm here to find out. And the picture, as you know, he is standing holding an envelope, and there's a whole line of guys and men waiting in the line. He's already had the tickets because he went in, and he said he was there to see Meekum. And I said, well, Mr. Meekum, do you have an appointment? He goes, no, but I'm here to see him. I have to talk to him about some business. And at the same time, he bought one of the first sets, purchased two tickets on opening of on the first day of sales.
Well, upon returning home, my mother found out he went and bought tickets. And she said, well, okay. And he said, I bought two tickets. And she said, how can you be so stupid? There's four of us. Why did you only buy two tickets? So it's one of these situations where you can't win. And so then after that, we became big-time Saints fans.
I think the biggest thing was, of course, kickoff, and we went nuts. Now, this is in Tulane Stadium, remember?
Tulane Stadium.
And it was unbelievable. I mean, it was like it was scripted. We said, whoa, wait, I mean, you can't have opening day kickoff of this new football team in town, and this guy runs it back for a touchdown. And it was bittersweet because we lost the game at the end of the day.
We immediately thought we were going to be undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to be great.
Right.
The family attended every game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
It was exciting. I do recall making a lot of the games. Every game's hard to say because we were short ticket.
Well, as an outdoor stadium, it's a whole different kind of an environment, you know. And in the chilly, rainy, dreary, kind of funky days when the team wasn't so good, it was miserable. But then on beautiful days, on beautiful this time of the year, fall time, on beautiful days, it was just a great event. I mean, a great city event. It was a combination of Mardi Gras and Christmas and all the holidays sort of wrapped up in one. I mean, it was and we have that same sense today, but you know, dome stadiums, and I say this respectfully, it's just not quite the same environment as an outdoor stadium.
I find they were a big time addition to the New Orleans mystique, that it was Mardi Gras rolled in every Sunday. It was a big deal. I can't even begin to think about the contest that we joined in on. There were costume contests run by the TV stations and that, which probably took place in a lot of markets, but you just don't see the same thing today where you, it was a big time additional type Mardi Gras type event.
And you got to remember too, it was new to the city. And it was an experience that we had not encountered previously with anything. We had college football at Tulane Stadium, which was pretty good. Tulane back then had some pretty decent teams, but the professional level of this thing was just an extraordinary event in our lives.
I think it was a big deal to football fans that we were getting quality all-pro athletes that wanted to join the team, but little did we know a lot of them were truly over the hill. The experts knew. The common fan didn't know.
But I think there was an enthusiasm, too,
no question.
Because
just to see him
as a local
town
guy, you know, somebody that we considered as a local boy, it was pretty exciting.
But a good point that to the fans, there's more than just the game. And when you saw these guys, that was a different era.
Yeah.
And they walked down the streets and you would see them in the restaurants and that.
The French Quarter.
They were accessible. You know, today it's a little different. They're there, and you get to see them at the games. But we don't get to cross paths as much as you used to. The Big Easy is a real thing, and we take it easy.
It's a lifestyle.
We're going to lose, even, I hate to say it, even LSU losing. Life goes on the next day in this city. We're not wrapped that tight, and we love them either way.
I think it is who we are. I think it's in the New Orleans kids. It's in our DNA. We fall in love with everybody. Right. We fall in love with the bums, the rotten politicians, the stinky sports stars. It didn't make any difference. I mean, when you think about it, you think of the love affairs we've had, even in bad times. And I can remember Daddy making the bags, because
we wore bags.
We had Schwagman bags, the big Schwagman grocery store bags. And I can remember Daddy making the bags. We still went to the game.
Right, we didn't make them with crying. We thought, oh, is this going to be fun today?
That's right.
You know, there was a gentleman that sat right to our left, a single ticket that we now own today. And that man, from day one, he bought his tickets and started going to the games. And we would, in hysterics, because from day one, he sat in the stands and screamed, "You bums." That was his thing on Sunday. "You're a bum. Billy Kilmer, you're a bum."
Showed up
he went on for years to where he used to scream every Sunday, "Manning, you're a bum." And they were doing their very best. The kickoff was the highlight of the season, you know. I just remember every week. I kept a thing on the wall because I went off to college, and every week I'd put a line across the game and an L and an L and an L. And I'm sorry to say I don't recall, but I think we did win some games. I think
the 3-11. The Eagles on November 5th.
That's correct.
Right. So anything to add? We're in for life. My father was in for life. Didn't get to see him win. We're very blessed that we got to see him win. Our grandchildren are already addicted. And the Abudes will be at the Dome seeing the Saints as long as they exist.
Because remember the words of Robbie Abu.
Go ahead.
Bad Saints football is better than no football at all. So we're hooked.